Welcome to day four of Freedom to Rise. This has been a mini podcast series I've been putting out this week to go alongside Freedom to Rise, the four-part workshop series I've been sharing with you every night, Monday to Thursday this week. There is still time to get involved. If you're seeing this for the first time, you're not too late. You can register. You can catch the replays. I would say even if you've missed some of the replays, please come to the activation ceremony tonight. It's on Zoom, so you'll need to register at the Zoom link that you'll get in your welcome email, and I'll also make sure to email it out today for everyone else who's already signed up to make sure you register, make sure you come on Zoom. We're not going live on social media for this one, and that's because Instagram and Facebook doesn't let me play music and create like ceremonial space in the same way that Zoom can. So look forward to that, because I certainly am. And I think tonight is really going to give you a taste of what it ultimately is going to feel like inside of Next Level You, because we create these integration calls and ceremonies. You have five live ones included in the round that you're in. If you're on the fence about Next Level You, if you're curious to know more, first of all, the doors are opening tomorrow officially. And if you're inside the Freedom to Rise series, you will receive a very special early bird invitation to join us. And you will receive essentially like an exclusive saving and bonus included for you that no one else will get publicly. So that alone is worth registering for, to make sure you get that information this weekend. Today's ceremony is all about initiating you, activating you into your next level self, so that you can start to rise up into the woman you are here to be. Because it's that version of you that is living your dream life, that is commanding that level of success in her work, that is attracting your soulmate, that is putting herself out there and living her absolute best life. Her social life is thriving. She is booking the trips that are on your vision board right now. The money in her bank account is stacking. Everything and anything that you are desiring right now, it's the version of you who already has it that you must become in order to manifest. And people try to make manifestation complex, and they sell a magic pill. You need to do this, you need to do that. Manifestation is really simple, because ultimately you're already a powerful manifester. You're already creating the results that you have in your life, whether you like those results now or not. And hopefully this week inside of the workshops, you've discovered why, like you've discovered the 95% of you that is contributing to your results, because it's 95% of you is your unconscious mind. And that is where your automatic thoughts, your belief system, your conditioning, your self-concept, right? Your self-image, how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself, who you present to the world, your identity. And yes, therefore, the behaviors of that person, the habits of that person, the actions of that person. 95% of you, your life, and therefore your results comes from that. And so you simply must become who you're here to be in the world if you want bigger things for yourself, if you want greater things for yourself. And I know you do, because you listen to this podcast and you are registered for the workshop and you love my Instagram lives that I do, or other podcast episodes, right? There's something keeping you here. And it's almost like this light, this ignition, this fire within you. You know you're meant for more. And so tonight's ceremony is all about igniting that so that you can rise into your next level self and ultimately manifest your dream life. And for those of you who are really ready to go on that journey with the right guidance and support, you need to be inside Next Level You, and I'm so excited to invite you in there. The doors open tomorrow, if you're listening to this, the day the podcast goes up. So Friday, the 31st of March, doors open. So let's talk about your future self. Let's talk about the version of you who is already living your dream life. Because I want to introduce this concept to you if you've not heard it before. I don't want to make any assumptions about where you're at on your journey with this. And if you've already heard this, are you embodying it? Are you stepping into it? Are you really integrating it into your life? I want you to really take on this concept that there's a version of you already inside you who has every single potential and capability to land that promotion at work or to earn that much money or to have that, live in that house, live in that area, move to that place, go on that trip. There is a version of you waiting for you to tap into her, like waiting for you to unlock your own fucking potential. And that is challenging because it's inviting you into more, but it's also really exciting. It's really exciting. You can start to create almost instant shifts in yourself and your life just from playing with this concept. Like, if this is the only thing you did from our work together, you would be amazed at how much can change. If you have no idea where to start with that, because maybe right now, the version of you you see in the mirror, you're so critical of, or you see yourself as, for whatever reason, less than, or maybe there's fear within you. You're scared to step into your own potential. I've been there. You're scared of your own potential because what will happen when you have it? Will you grow apart from your partner because you've been on this huge growth journey and they maybe haven't? What will that mean for you and your relationship? What will that mean for you and your best friends? What will that mean for you and your colleagues at work? These are very deep-seated core fears that we can hold, and we've been talking about this week. And whether it is an internal conflict like that, or whether it is simply not viewing yourself in the way that you truly are, in your limitless potential as a human, in the way I see you as your coach, wherever you're at, you might feel like who you see when you look in the mirror and how you feel so far removed from the version of you in the future who already has it. Even if you're there, even if you're on that journey to discovering more about yourself, to becoming okay with taking up more space in your life, with putting yourself out there, with believing in yourself more, I need you to know that it's possible. I need you to know that it's possible. And I also need you to know that it's necessary. You don't get to skip this part. What most people focus on with goal setting and manifestation: when I have this thing, then I'll be happy. Then I'll feel successful. And I've said this before on the podcast, but whatever you want right now wants you to, and actually wants you to rise up into who you're really here to be, your fullest self, your most confident, authentic, boldest, bravest self. you can meet it there. We can get so focused on the end result that we forget that there's this process of unlearning and becoming who we really are that needs to happen. You don't get to skip that. Going back to the dating example, you know, we've all either had this moment ourselves or we've heard it from other people, other relationships. Thank God I didn't meet them 5 years ago because I wasn't the version I am now. I wasn't ready for them now, like I am now. I was more insecure. I had more healing to do. I needed to work on myself. I needed to focus on my career, whatever. I needed to get myself to this point where like, I'm really confident in who I am. I know who I am. Because if I'd met them 5 years ago, I didn't. If I'd come straight out of college and started my business, I wasn't the version of me I needed to be in order to become a coach. I had to go through an initiation into my own personal growth. I had to live that. I had to embody that. I had to learn those lessons, sometimes the hard way, in order to be sat here now sharing this with you. When you start focusing on what is within your control to change, and I wouldn't even use the word change, I'd use the word expand, grow, become, because you stepping into the version of you who already has your dream life is less about changing who you are and more about becoming who you're supposed to be. Because I would challenge that version of you is already waiting inside of you to be unlocked. But because of those layers of fears and conditioning, different limitations that are placed upon us by our experiences, but we also place on ourselves, we need to unlearn that. We need to unlearn, forgive, heal, release that so that we can remember who the fuck we really are. And it's that process that needs to happen that is going to get you way further along on your manifestation journey than anything else. Because 95% of you is created from your mindset and your energy. The action, the results, the tangible things will come, but it starts with you. It's an inside out job, not an outside in job. The partner, the job, the money, the travel isn't going to make you into your best self. You don't wait to get the result before you decide, right, now I'm in this role, it's time to level up. No, you don't even get a seat at the table if you've not already leveled up and said, I know I deserve a seat at this table, because the woman I have become on my growth, healing, mindset and manifestation journey, she knows that she has a seat at this table with her name on it. I know someone listening right now is ready to level up, is ready to rise up into the woman they're here to be. And if that is you, I can't wait to see you at our activation ceremony or catch you on the replay. The invitation is, if it feels right, to go deeper with us inside of Next Level You. If this week has sparked something within you, ignited a flame within you, and you know there's more for you. You know that even spending 4 days of in-depth workshops together is me literally scratching the surface of what I can support you with and guide you through on a 10-week journey that you have lifetime access to. For the people who know that deep down and their intuition is calling them forward, open the email, open the invite, and find out more about going deeper with us in Next Level You, because this really is the culmination of 10 plus years of daily mindset and manifestation work, devotion to my own expansion, and also the expansion of, at this point, hundreds and hundreds of women who I've worked with, 70 plus women who've gone through Next Level You so far. And I would love you to be the 71st. So I am sending you tons of love. I can't wait for tonight. And if you have anything you want to share with me, any DMs on takeaways from the challenge, feedback, aha moments. I would absolutely love to hear them and love to hear how this week has impacted you. I will see you tonight if you're listening the day of and joining us, or if you're catching the podcast after the fact. I really hope you enjoy the replays and catching up and soaking up all this free goodness I'm here to serve you with for your ultimate success, abundance, growth, blessings, everything that is meant for you. It's time to rise up into the woman you're here to be. It's time to initiate and ignite your future self so that you can start stepping into your potential today and remembering who the fuck you're here to be in the world. I'll speak to you soon.